The question that could be asked is, what was so great about the fact that Abraham listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and offered to sacrifice his son? I've always wondered that question because when I teach this to students for years and years, nobody really questions the outcome because we know it has a happy ending. It's like saved, everything is fine, and the Jewish people come. But what is the greatness of Abraham listening? God spoke to him. Meaning, if God comes to me and says, this is what I want you to do, might be difficult, but having heard it from God himself is a lot different than so many generations of people that didn't hear it from God. How many stories do we have within the history of the Jewish people where there was a person who sacrificed their own life, their child's life, Al Kiddush Hashem, and there was no voice of God there, but it was just something that happened. So what's the greatness in Abraham's actions? So Rav Yitzchak Mivarka offers a beautiful explanation. He says that it's not so simple. See, Abraham Avinu heard God's voice, but then he had the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, this external voice that came up with all kinds of rationalizations. Abraham, there are only two Jews on the planet. It's you and Yitzchak. Your wife, she is so old. You're not having another child. This is your one chance. Isn't this your goal? Isn't this your dream to build this monotheistic empire that will change the face of the planet? Abraham, are you ready to throw it away? What's your chance? Your safety net is Yishmael? Have you seen Yishmael? Have you watched Yishmael? You know what it's all about. There's no chance. All of your dreams lie in this one child. Are you prepared to throw that all away? I would even go so far as to suggest that Abraham's age, he sits there and says, is this really the voice of God? Perhaps those are some of the things he's hearing in his head. And yet what he does is he pushes the noise out and he says, no, this is the word of God and this is the will of God and this is what I have to do. I think that's a very powerful idea because so often we get ourselves caught in, we know what's right. We know what we have to do. But creeping into our minds, creeping into our head are all those voices that say, really? Is that really the best way to do it? And then we sit there and wonder, perhaps we could do better. Comes the Parsha, says Rav Yitzchak Mivarka, and says, Abraham Avinu teaches us a profound lesson. And that lesson is that sometimes, with all the noise out there, we just have to listen for that crystal clear voice of God and just push forward. Have a great day.